This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doesn't want to dominate other people, doesn't enjoy having people under them. But if you study the hierarchy of psychopaths and sociopaths, it is their drug. And Stan Dale was getting into the fact that, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Babylon, so will it be now. It's all about dominating. It's all about owning someone. It's all about controlling someone. It's all about power over someone. And just the huge exploitation of children. The worst cities are L.A., Chicago, New York. But of those, they say Houston, not for classic pedophilia. You know, you think of like grabbing little kids out of backyards, but girls 11 to 16, still absolutely horrible, and doing it to Hispanic girls mainly, or Asian girls. Houston is the main distribution center of the country, and the caller was bringing that up, Stan Dale.
Well, you know, I didn't know that, but I do know about the various cities you mentioned as far as being the sex trafficking hotspots. It amazed me when I started realizing this some time back, that this is a form of slavery that we have here in the United States. And that was what clued me into the fact that we must be a modern-day Babylon, which will be destroyed by fire in a single hour, it says in the Bible. And I'm pretty sure that's America, because, you know, at a national level, we think that we're untouchable, that we're the greatest, and I think we're going to get our comeuppance here fairly shortly because of this. I just can't believe that we have so many people being put into slavery in this form, and others, whether it be sex or not, in this country. It's just anathema to me.
In the few minutes we've got left, standao.com is the great website, your books, your articles, all there. What else do you see happening in the near future? Because I do see a great quickening of awakening, a quickening of good rising, but also evil rising.
Well, I think certainly evil is rising, and it's going to come to a head in the tribulation period. Now, I think that this year that we're seeing signs that tell us we're at the beginning, somewhere very soon, of that tribulation period, which will be the worst period in the history of the earth. The September 23rd sign in the heavens, like the Revelation 12 thing with the Virgo and Leo formation, I, along with others, have been studying this in great detail. And I think that we may see the removal of a large number of the Christians who are aware and awaiting the arrival of our true Messiah, Yeshua. When that happens, that will be a trigger for economic chaos across the planet and for cultural chaos. And people will be in such a mess that, you know, because of the disorder that will form, that they will cry out for someone to solve planet Earth for them. You know, it's not going to be like the Nazis come and force you to be in this new world order. People are going to rush to it to find, you know, stability in their life, to be able to own their property and stuff, and to be protected, have peace and safety. And that's, of course, when sudden destruction will be upon them. That's what's coming, and we have to get prepared for that. And I think the most important thing for people to do now is to, A, realize there is a God, B, realize that Jesus is his son, and that is our doorway to being saved out of this horrible mess that is coming. Don't you think so?
I agree with you that we're seeing, depending on your interpretation, the Bible absolutely fulfilled. And, say, and by depending on your interpretation, so far it's been fulfilled. Now we can interpret the rest of it and try to figure out exactly what's going to happen. But undoubtedly, a just God, a just creator, would not put people in the position of free will, but then not give them a blueprint or kind of a cheat sheet so if you're paying attention, you can get out of it. So, I mean, God would be cruel if God didn't do that. And we see that God is not cruel and wants us to have free will. So he's got to give us a chance to choose.
Absolutely. And I think what did it for me was the fact that the Bible does say that God put the lights in the sky, the sun, the moon, and the stars as messages. And certainly the messages are in the constellations, in the names of the stars. It's for our benefit, and it can't be changed by man. Those things are locked in up there. So I think we're seeing that we're at the end of this period of time.
Well, what you can't deny is all these big billionaires and globalists all say they're not atheists anymore. They say there's some outside force controlling everything, and they want to break away from it. It's incredible. Stan Dale, thank you. We have huge, huge news breaking. It just broke. Stay with us. We'll be back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no-born, it's a not-born, it's a young stack, but out of my head. It's strong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
Wow, we've got amazing breaking news here in the fourth hour. Jack the Subic about to take over and host with Laura Loomer is going to be popping in here in about 5 minutes. Yesterday, she went to a book signing at a Barnes & Noble in New York City and asked Hillary Clinton what happened to the Benghazi, what happened to the emails, what happened to Seth Rich. And then she saw Uma Abedin and said, when are you going to divorce your husband that's a convicted sex crimes person against a child? A younger lady that looked like Ted Cruz for some reason, Ted Cruz's daughter. I'm not joking, that's what she looked like. And Hillary had her sarcastic answers. We're going to play that in a moment. The video's gotten millions of views on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook since then. And we broke it here first with Laura Loomer. Appreciate her doing that. But suddenly today, unannounced, they show up at divorce court. So that's in the news that Uma Abedin and Anthony, the procurer of children, Wiener, show up at divorce court today, the New York Post is reporting. So that is instant response. Here is the video of Laura Loomer, who waited like 8 hours out in the heat out there to go in and finally ask the question of Hillary. Here it is.
having me. Thank you for coming. Thanks for having me. So the American people would really like to know, what happened to your 33,000 emails? What happened in Benghazi?
Go read the book.
What happened to the millions of dollars that was supposed to go to the people in Haiti?
You know what? I'm so sorry. You believe things that are untrue.
What happened to Seth Rich?
Hi. Nice.
What happened to your health, Hillary? Kuma, it's so great to see you. I have a question for you. When are you going to divorce your husband for texting underage girls?
Hillary's girlfriend, always hovering around.
I'm going to need my book. I paid for my book.
Step out of here. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
And there it is. So, Laura Loomer joining us. You've gotten an instant response, Laura, or close to instant. The next day they go and get divorced.
Yeah, I know. This might be my greatest journalistic accomplishment to date. I mean, if it's really going to be official, that's incredible. Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner finally getting divorced just one day after I confronted her and you broke the story on InfoWars. So I'd say that's pretty incredible.
Wow. What's happened since 24 hours ago?
Well, as you said, the video has been, you know, placed all over the internet and has, you know, received millions of views. And so a lot of people are responding and people are talking about it. Even Fox News is going to have me on tomorrow to discuss it. So people are very interested in seeing Hillary get confronted by the alternative media and watching Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton hide from a citizen journalist. So,
and I love how they ask you, the Secret Service, are you a journalist? Well, no, the fake journalists won't ask her the real questions. The mainstream journalists should be there. You went and asked the real questions. Great job. I'm going to turn this over right now to this host of the fourth hour, our own Jack Posobiec. Jack?
Alex, it's great to be here. Laura, awesome to talk to you again. I don't think we've been able to see you up in New York there since our last time we caught the Shakespeare play. But you know what's going to happen is CNN is going to run around and they're going to say, Laura Loomer, first she wrecks a play, now she's a home wrecker too because she's divorcing Anthony Weiner and Huma.
Yeah.
They're going to blame it all on you.
The Jewish of the new right destroyed the relationship between Muslim Brotherhood, Huma Abedin, and Jewish Anthony Weiner. I love it. It's a great story.
Yeah, I'm sure Jake Tapper will be calling that out very shortly here. You know, instead of actually going. Now, let me ask you, were there any cameras there or any other journalists, so-called journalists from CNN, mainstream media, any of them here?
Yeah, so I didn't see them inside, but there were tons of media lined up outside for hours in their news trucks just to glorify Hillary and to try and make it look like this was such an amazing event. But none of them made an effort to approach her, but I later learned that there was an individual who went in with a spy pen who asked Hillary Clinton about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT guy, and that scandal is taking place right now with the Allman Brothers. And I guess Secret Service, from what I was told, don't know if it's true or not, they confiscated his pen and asked him some questions as well. So I don't know if that's entirely true, but I saw Gateway Pundit reported on it, and that's what's being said.
I hope he gets his pen back. I hope he's able to get it back so we can get that out there and see if she knew anything about this. What did Hillary Clinton know about the Awan brothers? When did she know about this? When did she find out about it? We know that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was essentially working for Hillary at the time. So did Hillary have access to the Awan brothers? And on the flip side of it, did they have access to these 33,000 emails that you referenced?
Yeah.
And let me ask you both this, and I'm getting down here. As I eat my lunch, I'm going to watch. It's my favorite lunchtime thing is to watch the fourth hour. It's scandal war. All these fake scandals against Trump, all these real scandals, just full of proof on the Clintons and Obama and others, but it's scandal wars now. Where are all these scandals going?
That's exactly it, Alex. They are pushing to a point where they're trying to cover up their own scandals by making fake scandals that tie into Republicans, that tie into the president, that tie into Trump supporters like myself, like you, like Laura Loomer, anything they can do to deflect media coverage away, right? You know, we saw this the Ted Cruz tweet that he liked the tweet, or someone on his Twitter account liked the tweet. It was silly. It was stupid. He said it wasn't me, right? But they acted like that was the biggest thing that happened in the world yesterday. So they were able to completely cover up what was going on with Hillary Clinton. Still aren't covering A1, still aren't covering the Menendez trial.
Yeah, and it's a scapegoat from their own sexual, deviant behavior. So they'll.
That's right. I mean, Laura, the mayor of Seattle stepping down for a fifth child, saying he raped him.
Yeah, exactly. And also, too, I mean, they go after Ted Cruz because of, you know, supposedly he liked a pornographic tweet. Even if he did like a pornographic tweet, who cares, right? Like, as long as it's not involving children or animals, I honestly don't care. But you have actual Democratic politicians who are...
Well, that's a point. They're probably mad that a staffer tweeted a heterosexual tweet. That's probably the issue.
Yeah, because it's a heterosexual pornographic tweet. Meanwhile, they're totally okay with their own politicians molesting children. And Bill Clinton having sexual affairs and turning his intern into a humidor in the Oval Office. I mean, that's
you know, I'm sorry I keep throwing questions in here, as I said I'm going, but what do you make of the top Democrats coming out, the Washington Post, everywhere, saying that the Clintons do voodoo? Hillary, we have a clip we can play, we'll cue that up, saying that she thought about using voodoo against people, and now Sally Quinn, who was married to the head of the Washington Post, top Democrat gatekeepers. Breitbart says, gatekeeper of D.C. society, Sally Quinn, comes out as a cultist, use hex to kill people. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter-connected movie producers are showing images of six-year-old white children being hung.
Right. Honestly, Alex, it doesn't surprise me. If these people are sick enough to participate in spirit cooking, which you cracked open during the campaign as well, then what's going to stop them from creating voodoo dolls, right?
That's right. I'm letting you guys take over. I always say I'm leaving in the fourth hour and I always stay, but Jack Posobiec, Laura Loomer, go ahead. Take it away.
Thanks, Alex. No, Laura, I agree with where you're coming from. And again, this is another thing we've seen in a long line from the Democrat Party where they want to bring in this stuff. They make references to these things that we saw in the WikiLeaks. They share these inside jokes. Where is this coming from? Why are they making stuff like this? Look, if I sent you an email over something like that, or if I sent you a text message talking about, putting a hex on someone or voodoo or Moloch, I don't think you'd respond with laughing. You'd say, Jack, what the heck are you talking about? Because normal people don't talk about stuff like that. Why is this normalized for them?
They are totally normalizing this, and their supporters are doing it as well. A while back, I made a video with a rebel, and I actually went to a voodoo shop here in New York City, and there were people in Brooklyn who were meeting to perform witchcraft and voodoo to cast a hex on Donald Trump. I think you're familiar with this story as well. But
oh, that was national news during the campaign, and when he won, Hollywood met witches nationwide trying to kill him.
Right.
Well, and that's why they're doing the new American Horror Story. The Witch Show is all about the occult. It's all about Trump this season. It's all about saying that using the occult against him, witchcraft. They insipidly tie this stuff together because it. I don't know whether they draw from it in terms of inspiration or they actually believe in these sorts of things. It's interesting that it never kind of goes away either, even since the first time the Clintons were running for president, this stuff was coming up, the seances that supposedly she held.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's becoming commonplace and normalized, just like Alex said. I mean, even their own supporters think it's normal to host witchcraft sessions, in a very cosmopolitan, modern place like New York City. And it's sick, it's satanic, and it's mental illness, really. And the fact that they're trying to normalize this is very concerning.
I do think it's funny, though, that every once in a while when this comes up, I'll see on my Twitter account, I'll tweet something about it, my Hillary Clinton Church of Satan, and then the Church of Satan will actually respond to me, Laura, and they'll say, excuse me, we don't want to be associated with Hillary Clinton. So even the Church of Satan is distancing themselves.
We've got
a break here coming up, Laura. How can people follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter, at Laura Loomer, or subscribe and follow the Rebel.media.
And here's the good news, Jack. Whenever I run over you guys, I'm just going to take the breaks out. So this break and then the one at 50 after is gone. You got one more break at 30 after. So you guys just rampage.
No problem.
Isn't this great news?
That's right. We're not going to break. It's all yours, Posobiec. Take over.
All right, no break. No breaks. There are no breaks on this train, Alex. I thought we needed a break, but maybe I didn't realize how high energy the InfoWars show was today. And so let's go. Let's just go drive right through it. So we're talking a little bit more about what's going on in the country today. And this same culture of destruction and sort of chaos that we're seeing on the left, we're also now seeing it turning into a culture of fear in the White House, kind of where I'm seeing, and in my indications, my sources, they all tell me, they say, Jack, we can't be open Trump supporters in the White House. They can't. And Laura, I know you've got sources that are telling you the same thing, that you can't even voice your support for the president because these people will come after you. They will track you down. They will dox you, and they will eventually fire you.
They have people in the White House who are censoring InfoWars reports from the president, from what I heard. I think you were the person, I think you were Cernovich, broke this story about how I think it's General Kelly. If, correct me if I'm mistaken, who was telling Donald Trump that he couldn't read InfoWars?
Exactly. So they're cutting off InfoWars, Rebel, basically anything that has to do with independent media, alternative media. They're putting them in a funnel. They're putting all of it through a censorship blind. And because that is why they don't want him on Twitter. They don't want him reading alternative media. They don't want him looking at these other headlines because they want to control the information that goes to the president. And now I remember you doing so much work during the election to expose what Hillary Clinton was actually up to. So why is it now that we've got the president in there that the staff is acting as almost like that they're still following the same types of policies that Hillary Clinton would have followed? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that, you know, it's no surprise that Trump's cabinet, his administration has just been filled with never Trumpers. And unfortunately, you know, you can elect Trump as your president, but it's the people around him who really make the decisions and influence the decision-making process and policy decisions the most. So, you know, having Trump in the White House doesn't mean much if he's surrounded by people who want to combat all of the promises he made on the campaign trail. So, you know, it's a very, very toxic situation. And what needs to happen, and I know you've talked about this as well on your streams, is there needs to be a purge, right? And a purge of the never Trumper officials who are trying to sabotage him. Really, what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's. Right. It's instead of the only purge that we've been getting is of Trump supporters. I've had multiple people tell me there's a report. Dr. Jane Ruby has a Medium post up today, a big post that says, if you're pro-Trump, you're fired. And that people will go through the administration, even at the White House, even at the different agencies and departments, to look for those people that worked on the campaign, to look for people that have a pro-Trump attitude, that are even if you're going and liking something from The Rebel or InfoWars or Jack Posobiec or Mike Cernovich, and if they find you with some of that content, you're done. You're thrown out.
Yeah.
You're kicked out because they don't want you in the White House. They consider you then an extremist because you're not reading. And what they call it is what they'll say, the real news. If they say you have to be reading Washington Post, New York Times, or we can't have that. We can't allow that information in here because they don't want any of these sources getting to the president that haven't already been sanitized, that aren't following the same worldview that they want to push, the same type of worldview of globalism, of creeping, lurching liberalism that they want to push forward, and big Wall Street economy.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's funny, you brought up Dr. Jane Ruby. You know, she just had this bombshell story that she broke on Cerno News the other day about the Trump database that was created to hire. Remember when Trump was elected and they said they were going to take applications for America First candidates? And,
so it was greataganGov, right? They set up, they established an official government website for the transition team, greataganGov.
And they didn't even use it.
So thousands of people applied, and then what happened to those applications?
Nothing happened. So, you know, like I said, Dr. Jane Ruby, she had a post up, Trump supporters need not apply, because all of these Trump supporters applied, and then they said that they lost the information or that the database was lost. Like, I think this happened two times or so. So they're not even taking it seriously. They have thousands of people who are Trump loyalists who want to work in the White House and take over these positions, but either they're intentionally discarding of these applications or just ignoring it to prevent Trump loyalists.
That's great. We've got the article up here. Trump supporters need not apply. GreatAgain.gov. And that's what they'll do, Laura.
Right.
They'll take them down. They'll say these applications were completely lost. We can't find them. And then they turn around and say, oh, well, you know, we'd love to be able to do this. We'd love to be able to move forward, but we're just short-staffed. We can't get anything done. That's why they don't have time to review all the legislation. That's why they don't have time to be able to put forward a good communications policy, because they're not even allowing any of these positions, number one, to be filled, or number two, to allow Trump people in there. From my numbers, and this is just back of the notebook accounting, but about 80% of the White House is former Bush staffers. This goes all the way from Rick Dearborn and Joe Hagan, all the way down to some of the lower levels. So these are people at the deputy chief of staff level that were brought in by Reince Priebus when he was there. He's gone now, but his people are still there. They've completely taken over. They control the schedule. They control appointments. They control staffing. Janet Toner's another one who works with some at the junior levels and who is sort of in charge of all of that. They don't want the Trump agenda pushed forward, and that's why they're taking and pushing any pro-Trump people out. We saw Gorka. We saw Bannon. Scaramucci, he was in. He was gone, bounced in 11 days. They are going to be doing the same exact thing every time. So, Laura, how can people let the president know what's going on? How can they let him know how they feel about all this?
I think really just voicing their opinions. A lot of people think that their voices don't matter. But look, if you are, everybody has the potential to be a citizen journalist, right? Confront these people. Confront the individuals who are trying to step.
And that's what you do. You go out there. You go to Hillary Clinton. Who else have you gone up and confronted there in New York City?
I've confronted Chris Cuomo. I've tried to confront Jeff Zucker from CNN. I've confronted Huma Abedin, Bill de Blasio, lots of people, right? And a lot of people just run and hide, but it's easy to find these people. Believe me, it's not as hard as you think it may be. You just have to have the courage to do it. And, you know, just ask these questions. Ask these people the questions that the media refuses to ask them. Ask them why they're sabotaging Trump. Put them on the spot, because the alternative media will promote your videos and will push this message out there. The mainstream media might not, but look, we are the new media now, and we have the power to get our message across to Trump. I mean, they may try to censor him and prevent him.
And that's why they're so scared. They're so scared because they can't hide this stuff anymore. You went up and confronted Hillary Clinton directly to her face. You've gone after Chris Cuomo. You ran up on the stage at Shakespeare in the Park. And then people went the night after that and the night after that. And because of the power of social media, we can then go and share that out on Twitter immediately. So that was to remind people of how that went, that sort of operation, if you call it that way. I saw you in the crowd. You go up on stage, and as you go up, I started filming. So you're out there doing it. I put the video out within minutes of it actually happening. There's no way for them to censor it because the information gets immediately out. In the past, the way these things used to happen was it would come down, something would happen, then they would cover it up. They would say, oh, it didn't really happen that way. Or like your friend, when they went immediately for the spy pen. They went immediately for the recording device to shut that down because they knew that if there was proof, if there was evidence of what was actually going on, what was said, what was repeated, they had to shut that down. They couldn't let it out. Why? This was a public event. If it was a public event, why wouldn't they allow any type of recording there? I'm sure lots of people were there taking pictures. Lots of people posted photos on Instagram. Hey, here's me and Hillary, all that good stuff. But why is it that when a conservative or even just a journalist who has specific journalistic questions, not partisan one way or the other, why are they going up after that? And I think we are taking this next break in 30 seconds here. Correct me if I'm wrong, team, but we should be popping out in a second here. Okay, yeah. So we are going. Laura, absolutely amazing having you on. Follow her, Laura Loomer, on Twitter. Go to The Rebel. Watch all of her great videos. And I can't wait to see what you do next, Laura.
Yeah, thanks so much for everything, Jack. Thanks.
And I'll apologize to Huma and Anthony on your behalf because, of course, it was Laura Loomer, everyone. It was all Laura Loomer.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars, Jack Posobiec, your guest host with the most for here on Big Hour 4. Want to take a quick second to just remind you guys about the things that are going on, how you can support us, how you can support the InfoWar. It's all about InfoWarsStore.com. You go over there. There's so many specials that are going on right now. 50% off Super Blue, 40% off the Z Shield, 40% off the Knockout. And believe me, sometimes when you're up late at night, you're reading what's going on out there. When I'm doing my research and other people, I want to stay up. I want to keep firing away. I want to keep reading. What's the next tweet? What's the next story? But then, and I'm just going. I'm wired. It's that adrenaline rush. But you get that Knockout in a healthy way using vitamins, using herbs to actually come and bring yourself down. That's where the Knockout stuff comes up. That's so great. The other piece of this that's really, really special, the way you can support us and support things that are going on in the country, is that with the new InfoWars Select storable food bins, you can actually go and use the coupon code IRMA. So because of the devastation of the hurricanes that we just saw, we had Harvey, and now we're recovering with Irma that just happened on, there's going to be a 50% 20% discount right now going on at InfoWarsStore.com. You guys can go there. You can pull out this. It's great, actually, because the LifeSelect Survival Food, it's called Survival Food because it has a shelf life of 25 years. So we're in response to the things that are going on. InfoWarsStore is actually bringing it down in cost. If you use that code IRMA right now, you can get in. You can actually stock up on this stuff right now because we've seen the devastation, the natural disasters that are coming on. We know that more could be possible, along with many, many other things that could affect food supplies, that could affect sort of even just the supply chain of getting that food to your supermarket. Anything could affect that. So have something on the shelf. It's, you have the bin. It's there. You don't have to worry about it because you've already got it. 25 years. Great, great thing to have, great way to just have it. And it gives you that peace of mind, right? It gives you that nice peace of mind to know you've got it if you should need it, right? For the next 25 years. So why not? But moving into what's going on now in the country, what's going on, and it's this Mueller investigation. I've been reporting now for weeks and weeks that the Mueller investigation is not going to go away. And even though there was a lull, even though there was a period of time where they sort of backed off from it, now it's coming back in September. Congress is back, so Mueller is coming back, and he's making headlines. And let me tell you something, folks. They are going further and further away from the original mandate of the special prosecutor's office. They are going so far that instead of investigating Trump, instead of investigating the campaign, instead of investigating the business for quote-unquote Russian influence connections, they've already gone through all that stuff. They found absolutely nothing. So the new headline is that Mueller and his team, which is comprised mainly of Democrat lawyers and attorneys, they're going to be investigating you. They're going to be investigating social media users who were Trump supporters as Russian influence agents, believe it or not. This is how deranged this investigation has gotten from when it was originally supposed to be just about Russia hacking the election. And people actually brought up the point that the election could be hacked. We brought that up. We talked about the voting machines. We talked about this all throughout 2016. We raised the issue. Myself, Roger Stone, wrote a huge piece at thehill.com way back before the election happened. But now the Russian narrative has been so completely debased and debunked that they have to keep moving the goalpost further and further and further. And it may be very well that this is where they always wanted it to end up. Because now they can say that you're not just a Trump supporter, you're a Russian influence agent. And that this, this investigation can turn around and say, well, if you're using headlines or you're putting out tweets that are pro-Russia or that are even similar to what we assume the Russian government wants, then you must be a supporter of the Russian government and therefore an agent. So instead of actually using evidence, instead of actually using investigative techniques or proof, looking for handoffs, looking for money, looking for dead drops, they're not doing any of that whatsoever. They're going through and making up completely artificial standards to say that a social media user posting a Trump meme, posting a Pepe meme of a green frog, posting something about WikiLeaks, the Hillary emails, which she, Podesta, and others have essentially confirmed were real, they're saying that all of that was at the behest of Russia, and that all of that, therefore, makes you a Russian influence agent. Now, Mueller is pointing back to what Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook admitted last week, that there's some Russian company, some shell company somewhere that bought some ads on Facebook. And so they're trying to use that one nugget of truth. I didn't see any Russian ads on Facebook all throughout the election. And believe me, I was on Facebook quite a bit. I was on Twitter. I was on Facebook. I would bounce around, going to Reddit, going to other places, try to find information because you know you're not going to find it on CNN, MSNBC. You've got to go to alternate sources. That's why we had these things. So instead of them actually going around and saying they wanted true information of finding Russian influence, they're making things up. Can turn around and censor Facebook. They can turn around and censor Twitter and other social media organizations. And what they're going to do is they're going to do it in a way where Facebook and Twitter and other social media engines, Google, I'm sure, will be next. I expect Google would be next in something like this, is to say, well, in order to prevent something like this from happening, we've just got to embed the FBI and the NSA inside Facebook, inside Twitter. Give them a backdoor open access. And now here's the issue, folks, is that if you've signed up for a Facebook account or a Twitter account or any of the, or a Google account, and they then sign a deal for information sharing with FBI, guess what? Now they've got all of your data. So you see, this is the way that it comes in, where they start with saying one thing of Russian influence, and it ends up circling back and circling back and circling back. And eventually the target is the FBI gets all of your information. So how does that actually happen, right? How does something like that actually happen? When we started with talking about the president going forward and potentially he won the election, and now they're using it to springboard into more and more federal access into your information, the surveillance state, the same stuff that happened in the wake of 9/11, the same stuff that happened that Edward Snowden leaked in many documents that he talked about, these data sharing. James Clapper went to Congress, lied through his teeth to Congress, and said, the government does not see your metadata. The government does not see your metadata. He said it three times. And then it came out, the government is looking at your metadata, right? So as you can see, all of this is absolutely an avenue where Mueller, who was the FBI director during that period, who worked very closely with Clapper, worked very closely on all of this on all of these operations, they can hand over your stuff to Facebook. By instead of actually having a crisis, so now 9/11 happened, and that was a crisis that they decided not to let go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel once told us. Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff to Obama, the current mayor of Chicago, he said, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, now they've created an artificial crisis by this meme, this completely false and debunked meme that Russia hacked the election, and they're now turning it around and getting Facebook involved and getting Twitter involved. And my estimation is that next they'll get Google involved. So you see, this is the way that they turn all this around to say, well, folks, the only way we can do this is if we have access to the data of Facebook, of Google, to have access to your data so we can go after these quote unquote nefarious acts. Any evidence whatsoever of this, they give you these paltry, you know, very, very, flimsy kind of examples of saying, well, there's this one Russian company somewhere that might be tied to Russia, but we think they're Russian
Mr. Trump, what should be the response to this attack? How should the U.S. respond to such a devastating?
Well, I think they have to respond quickly and effectively. They have to find out exactly what the cause was, who did it, and they have to go after these people.
16 years later, on a planet under siege by CIA-fed jihadists, Earth, a finite space turned exponential battleground, where presently Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza, is expected to inherit the jihad that his father and the Saudis began. Time hasn't healed these wounds. These days belong to the children of the 9/11 attack, with teeth still embedded with lead and tin. Never forgotten are the 2,996 killed, more than 6,000 wounded, plus the 60,000 to 70,000 first responders affected with a slow death, replete with aluminum, glass, asbestos, jet fuel, and thermite. The majority of Americans won't be able to rest until there are solid answers to the unraveling lies we were obviously told 16 years ago. The children of 9/11, alongside the rest of America, will continue to demand answers. A complaint filed on behalf of the families of 1,400 victims of the 9/11 attacks alleges, as the New York Post reports, 2 years before the airliner attacks, the Saudi embassy paid for two Saudi nationals living undercover in the U.S. as students to fly from Phoenix to Washington in a dry run for the 9/11 terror attacks. On this tour of predetermined madness and horror, Muhammad al-Kudhayin and Hamdan al-Shalawi Members of the Kingdom's network of agents in the U.S. began the first stage of a vast terrorist conspiracy that would change the course of human history. The New York Post continues. The court filing provides new details that paint a pattern of both financial and operational support for the 9/11 conspiracy from official Saudi sources, lawyers for the plaintiffs say. In fact, the Saudi government may have been involved in underwriting the attacks from the earliest stages. Lawyers representing Saudi Arabia last month filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, which may finally be headed toward trial now that Congress has cleared diplomatic immunity hurdles. A Manhattan federal judge has asked the 9/11 plaintiffs, represented by law firm Cozen O'Connor, to respond to the motion by November. The families of the victims have been fighting a noble yet uphill battle against the Saudi government to once and for all shine a light on the activities of the Saudi ambassador Prince Bandar and his ties to our government. Ties that the power mad yet the powerless want erased. The New York Post continues, but in November 2000, the FBI received reporting that Shalawi trained at terrorist camps in Afghanistan and had received explosives training to perform attacks on American targets. The Bureau also suspected Kudayin was a Saudi intelligence agent based on his frequent contact with Saudi officials. The FBI also confirmed that Kudayin and Shalawi's airline tickets for the pre-9/11 dry run were paid for by the Saudi embassy. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
So you see how that goes, folks. You see how it works. The minute we start talking about this stuff, the minute we start talking about getting into the issues of the day, the issues of the surveillance state, the issues of what FBI or NSA can do or any of these other guys, they immediately drop our connection on Skype. They immediately go right after us. And this is the same type of surveillance state stuff that we're talking about. Now, I have no idea if that had to do with them, but it's kind of interesting that this always happens whenever I start talking about one of those topics or another. It always starts going whenever I get into any of those topics. And folks, that's what the overall goal is here. The overall goal is from one state to another is you got to understand when it comes to the deep state, these people never change their positions. They're not elected by any group. They're not under any review. Most largely, and you can go and look, this is in the news. Politico has reported this. Many other places have reported this. Academics have reported this. This isn't just Jack Posobiec saying it. It's they've admitted that there is a massive government infrastructure in the intelligence community and elsewhere that is completely, number one, unaccountable, and number two, unknown in terms of their operations and in terms of their movements to the American people. And it's those people that are able to ply the United States government for decisions in their favor, for decisions to allow them to continue to run autonomously. People call it, they used to call it the shadow government, right? And now we're seeing in many terms that Barack Obama, the former president, is being referred to as a shadow president. They want Obama out there giving speeches. They want him out there meeting with world leaders because many of these people still see Barack Obama as their leader. They see him as the legitimate president. And they see Trump as a sort of illegitimate president. And they want to create that dichotomy in your mind. They want you to create that mental contrast in your mind. Because normally most presidents, when they go out of office, they kind of retire, right? They retire. They go off. They do charity stuff. George W. Bush went down to the ranch, and he's still there. Went over who's painting houses in Africa, doing stuff like that. Barack Obama, he's out there almost every day, it seems. We now have confirmation that he's going to be giving speeches in Virginia. He's going to be getting involved in some of the campaigns there. He wants to talk about Charlottesville. He wants to talk about these issues of the day. And it's all designed to create a false impression that the Trump presidency is illegitimate, that the Trump presidency shouldn't happen, and that all of this can come down to when eventually Mueller goes to file false charges against the president. If he goes to file false indictments of the president, of his family members, of campaign members, to make people not have a strong reaction to when this happens. They're trying to usurp democracy by creating a false narrative that he is an illegitimate president and therefore should not be in office. So if and when they move to take him out of office, people will not be as upset. Now, number one, we know that's not true because people will absolutely be furious because people remember the 65 million remember what happened in 2016. The people remember what happened in 2016, and they're not going to just walk away and see their president taken away or resign in a quiet and subservient manner. That was the whole point of the Trump election. That was the whole point of the movement. That is the whole point of the movement and continues to be so. We're not here necessarily just because Donald J. Trump ran for president. People were already frustrated with government. They were frustrated with the collusion between government and big tech and big business that we're seeing now in these investigations, that we're seeing now with what Google's doing and the censorship. They were frustrated with seeing the getting in bed of the both parties, the Republican and the Democrat parties. People saw it as a two-party duopoly. And so in any other country, this would be this entire situation. Step back, right? I like to step back. When I'm doing something like this, you know, you're going through all the details. You want to get every little thing down pat, but you've got to step back. You've got to step back and look at it. Any other country, any other situation, we would call this a coup d'etat. That this is a coup d'etat, a soft coup that's being launched by forces of the deep state, by forces of mainstream media, academia, all of these quote unquote mainstream sources that are trying to put false allegations on Trump, on his campaign, and now we find out that Robert Mueller is coming after every single Trump supporter there is by defaming them as quite essentially as Russian influence agents. Or they're going to turn around, and Hillary made this a huge part of her book. She made it a huge part of her book in the Hillary Rodham Clinton book, What Happened? You know, what happened? Well, we found out what happened. You lost, and we want to find out what happens next. So the last piece that I wanted to hit today before we really go around is to say, what is going on in the presidency now? What things are happening with Trump, with policy? And we find out that tonight, the president of the United States is going to be having dinner with none other than Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Now, I think if you went back a year ago to when Schumer and Pelosi and all the other Democrats were calling him a Nazi and calling him Hitler and calling him every name under the sun, you would never believe that they would be having dinner at the White House with President Donald Trump, and we're doing so knowingly and willingly. And all of this has to do with the Dream Act. The Dream Act, which essentially would be amnesty for the 800,000 Dreamers, the children of illegal immigrants who were brought here as minors that came into the United States. They want them all to come in, and they want them to get this complete amnesty. And they're all pushing for Trump to get it. To hand over amnesty to all of these people because they're telling him from both sides now. So you've got Mitch McConnell, you've got Paul Ryan, you've got John Kelly. We're hearing reports that H.R. McMaster himself is even weighing in to say, Trump, you need to sign the Dream Act amnesty. And they're making it from two perspectives. They're saying from one, and this is a Democrat bill. It's totally a Democrat bill. It's introduced by Lindsey Graham, but we know Lindsey Graham is a rhino. Jeff Flake, he's a rhino. They are rhinos because, in reality, they're Democrats, like Anna Navarro, right? Fake Republicans putting out legislation. If you're a fake Republican, guess what? That means you're a Democrat when it really comes down to it. So with amnesty, they think that this will – they're telling Trump, well, if you go and do this, it's going to push all the racist narratives out. It's going to push all of the KKK, the Nazi stuff. It's going to push it all out. And the headlines are going to be great. They're going to be glowing. They're going to hail you as the new Messiah. Everyone's going to love you so much. Well, when it really comes down to it, we know that the mainstream media isn't going to be okay with this. We know the mainstream media isn't going to have any positive coverage of our president. We know that even if he were to capitulate and put in amnesty. I've talked to people in Washington, D.C. I've talked to my sources. I've talked to my sources in the party, my sources out at these different media organizations, people that work on the editing floors, the production floors that reach out to me because they're not on board with what's going on, this false journalism, this false pushing of narratives and conspiracy theories when it really comes down to it. All of the Russia stuff is an utter conspiracy theory. So they're going to turn around and call us conspiracy theorists while they're perpetuating one of the largest conspiracy theories in American history. Projection, right? Projection. We've all called it that. What's really at the heart of all this is they think they can coerce Trump into signing on to their amnesty bill by signing on to this and have it be a wedge between Trump and the base. Because then they can turn around and say that this was the main issue that brought the base to the president. This was the main issue, amnesty, that the president fought against during the campaign, that the president said, people have to go back. We have to come up with a solution for this situation. We want a wall. That's what people got on board with. That's what America First was to begin with. However, under this new regime, they're trying to push forward the Democrat Dream Act and offer it as a deal. And part of this lays at the fault, of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Because Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell were not able to get anything done politically. They tried to put Obamacare. They're talking about tax reform. They're talking about infrastructure. Where is it? Don't see any of it. Haven't seen any of it. None of it's been passed, right? We're getting hard and deep into politics now. I'm sorry, folks, but we've got to cover all of this stuff. We've got to cover all of this stuff because this is what's coming down. This is the info war. This is the information environment as it stands today. So a lot of, when I come on InfoWars, one of the things I like to talk about is what is the current state of the information war? Because we're in an information war every day. The current state is they're trying to push a false narrative to the president, a false narrative to Republicans in Congress by saying Trump is for amnesty and telling Trump that you need to sign amnesty. The only way around this is that you need to sign amnesty. But I got to tell you, I've run Twitter polls on this. I've seen Rasmussen put out polls on this. Trump's base does not want amnesty. Trump's base, the America First base, the Make America Great Again, hashtag MAGA base, they do not want amnesty. They do not want to see it. They don't want to see it in any form. Now, people are pro-immigrant at the same time. That's another thing that I'm pulling out of, because you've got to read through these polls. You've got to actually read through the comments, read through what people are saying. People aren't anti-immigrant, regardless of what the media says. They're not anti-immigrant. What they are is they're pro-America. They want to welcome people in, people from all countries, people from all backgrounds. But they want to make sure that the people that come in to the United States are here because they want the same culture as us. They want to be part of our culture. They want to speak our language. They want to learn our traditions. They want to follow our laws. That's what they want to get into. That's what essentially means you're an American when it comes down to it. So I think what the president should do, and this would be my recommendation. Of course, the president is his own strategist. My recommendation would be to find a way to set up a registration system for those people that are here as dreamers that were under this program that Obama did sign and they're following Obama's program. Set up a registration system so that they can go back to the Mexican consulate. They can go back to the Mexican embassy. They have to file in. They have to go and check in to register as Mexican aliens, because and whatever country it is, even if it's not Mexico, there's people from Eastern Europe. There's people from the Middle East as well. Register, get on paper somewhere, and then set up a process for what comes next. Because if we sign on directly to the Dream Act, if we sign on directly to blanket amnesty, that is going to turn, number one, into a revolt from the Trump base. And number two, it's going to turn into a Democrat voting bloc. And folks, that's what this is all coming down to. We're going to go to break right now. It's going to be our final commercial break of the hour. And we've got a big, big story I want to hit right before we get out today. Forget to check out, we're coming up right now. It's Owen Schroyer on War Room, the great new roundtable show. Owen's got a ton of awesome stuff tonight. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to be tuned in just watching.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients